This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Turn with us to Jeremiah chapter 11 as Leroy tells how to avoid the devastation that comes from spiritual neglect. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
I'm sure most of you have heard of the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. Many of you have attended a local prayer breakfast in your own city. Thousands of these gatherings are held every year in towns and cities across the United States. But do you know where the whole thing began? Back in the late 1940s, a man named Abraham Verady organized a prayer breakfast for the leaders of the city of Seattle, where he lived. As he saw the positive, continuing results from that outreach, he became burdened for the spiritual welfare of our national leaders in Washington, D.C. So in the early 50s, Abraham Verady moved to D.C. and began to reach out to various members of the Congress and others in government. It didn't look like much at first, but out of it grew what we now know today as the National Prayer Breakfast. And from that small beginning, the concept has spread across America and literally around the world. And it all began with the vision of one man, a man who saw a need and took it to heart. What a contrast to the situation we find in today's passage. In Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 11, the Lord says of His land and His people, "They have made it desolate, and being desolate, it mourneth unto me. The whole land is made desolate, because no man layeth it to heart." The reason for the devastation is simply that no one cares. It was the desolation of spiritual neglect, and how often we see it today. It happens when people are not on their knees before God, pleading for Him to intervene and bring healing and health to the land and its people. It happens when people are not making the effort to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ with others. When there is no call for people to repent and believe the gospel, and follow Christ in a life of daily discipleship. There's a great tragedy in the desolation of neglect. But there is great joy when someone does care and takes the spiritual welfare of a country to heart. Christian, have you seen that kind of need right where you are? It may be among some young people with whom you're in contact, or a group of ladies in your neighborhood, or businessmen in your town. The vision, concern, and obedience of one person can reverse the desolation of neglect. If God is speaking to you about launching something for Him today, take it to heart, no matter how small it may seem. Reach out to someone in Jesus' name. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet Going On with Christ has encouraged thousands of people to grow in their walk of daily discipleship with Christ. This booklet offers practical encouragement in how to put Christ first and to live by His power. To receive your free copy of Going On with Christ, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, a man who decided to stop witnessing but couldn't, as we examine Jeremiah chapters 16 through 20 on Daily Discipleship.